USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some people now wondering just how many recordings Omarosa Manigault Newman may have from when she worked as a White House aide. She's released another one in which she talks to President Trump on the phone shortly after she was fired late last year.
What's going on? I just saw in the news that you're thinking about leaving. What happened?
General Kelly came to me and said that you guys wanted me to leave.
No, nobody even told me about it.
Omarosa had released a recording over the weekend of the actual firing, which happened in the Situation Room. In a statement, the White House says the very idea of a staff member sneaking a recording device into the White House Situation Room shows a blatant disregard for the nation's security. Yesterday's white nationalist rally and counter-protests in Washington ended without violence or injury. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
The Boston area is climbing back from inches of rain over the weekend, but it's not stopping an event that's scheduled today to oppose Brett Kavanaugh, the president's choice for the U.S. Supreme Court. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren among the headliners of what's called Rise Up for Roe. Abortion rights activists concerned the confirmation of Kavanaugh could lead to the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. President Trump's lawyer denies the president ever discussed Michael Flynn with then-FBI Director James Comey in the Oval Office. Rudy Giuliani is saying over the weekend,
if he goes in and testifies to that under oath, instead of just this being a dispute, they can say it's perjury if they elect to believe Comey instead of Trump.
Giuliani telling CNN State of the Union the president would testify that he never asked the former FBI chief if he could give Michael Flynn a break. Giuliani says even if Trump did say that, though, it's not obstruction. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The death toll from this month's Indonesian earthquake continues to rise as more bodies are recovered. That magnitude 6.9 quake that hit the island of Lombok on the 5th of August, now blamed for at least 436 deaths. More than 1,300 people were injured. Over 350,000 people have been displaced. A New Mexico sheriff is defending the delay in rescuing some kids, as USA Radio's Rick Vincent explains.
The owners of the New Mexico compound where many children were found living in filthy conditions said they told the authorities well before they were discovered. Jerry Hogreff, Taos County Sheriff, on why the police didn't immediately search the property.
We would not have valid right to be there, and therefore the fruits of an unlawful tree would have come into play, and we would have lost anything that we could have possibly been able to criminally charge.
4 adults were arrested while the body of a boy was discovered on the property. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And a Houston restaurant temporarily shutting down its social media accounts after a backlash over a photo of its executive chef and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. There was immediate outrage on social media Friday after El Tiempo posted a photo of the executive chef smiling at Sessions' side. A number of people who disagree with Sessions' stance on illegal immigration now calling for a boycott of the popular Tex-Mex eatery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.